Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Wednesday edition. The goodbye, Eric Stokes. We wish you luck in Las Vegas. Do you know how many draft picks from the 20 and 21 draft could potentially still be on the roster within the next few weeks? Addition. Hint, not many. The Brett Favre thinks Aaron Rodgers should go to the Minnesota Vikings. So there you go. He and I are on the same page on one thing. Addition. And because you know I love Wednesdays, it is the... We had Brian Bulaga earlier this week, so we don't have him today. Don't be sad because it's over. Be happy that it happened on Monday edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I am Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, where he loves his reverse cam. Someone who maybe doesn't love it quite as much is also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm great.
Super.
You just, on the video, you just changed clothes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's real interesting.
What are you doing back there, Jesse? You just went from a red, like, zip, quarter zip with a green t-shirt underneath to a baby blue polo.
I don't know how that happened. Look, there he is now.
Yeah, there he is.
Why
and
is that
there
like
he
that?
Is
that
there.
Makes no sense. He's...
That is weird.
There he is. Wait, now he changed back. It's like the quick change magician guy.
Can we get back to bowling talk?
Oh, come on. This is way better than the bowling talk.
I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed the bowling talk. And I'll be honest, I saw the highlights of the Bucks debacle last night with the four-point play. And I just kept thinking, how would Jesse Nelson have called that? And it was more... I think Brian Anderson that I believe was on it with Reggie, your guy.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Love him. Yeah, love him.
Let's hear this.
Here comes the inbound pass.
That was
sorry, that's Dave Kane. Hang a second.
Oh, great. Anyways.
Jesse, I got to say, you're really carrying over yesterday's blow belly.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rides it. Kidding me.
Turner Sports, audio courtesy.
Yeah, I would have loved Jesse to call that, and it would have been more like, and Halliburton gets the ball, he hits the three and is fouled, and the Pacers may end up winning the game tonight. Is that a fair assessment?
We're really picking up right where we left off.
I legit was uncalled for. I was amazed by that yesterday, and then when I heard that, honestly, I thought that's a bad loss for the Bucks. It was a, you know, first off, I don't think that foul should have been called, and then I thought, man, Jesse, can you imagine Jesse doing that exact call? Those are the two things that went.
You
want
to hear how Dave Kane called it on the Bucks Radio Network for contrast?
Yes, I do.
Here comes the inbound pass. Nembhard gets it to Halliburton. Off balance, the three. He hits it with a foul. You have got to be kidding me. Tyrese Halliburton heaves it up with 3 seconds on the clock and hits it with a foul.
Yeah, that was different, too. I wonder if Dave was thinking, boy, I hope I am not too depressed and down.
That's a tough spot to be in when something amazing happens.
It's not your team.
Yeah,
right.
That's tough.
Dave,
it's almost like calling a state championship when you're surrounded by fans of the other team when you're an alum of the team that won.
So you really are justifying. You're trying to, you know it wasn't your best, right?
I think the Canester and I had a lot of similarities here in how we called these spectacular moments this week.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to defend Jesse here, although I can't believe I'm going to do this. Well, stop dancing around back there. You're not helping. You are in a tough spot when it is your school, and you are in a role where you're not, just to be clear, you're not the official voice of Muskego Bowling.
That is correct, yes.
And Dave Kane is the Bucks radio announcer. Except for when he slides over to TV. And then it's Gabe Neitzel, who's the Bucks radio announcer, by the way, along with our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia. But obviously, you're not real excited that the team that you do the radio for just is about to lose on what I would argue was a sketchy foul call and should have gone, the game should have gone to overtime. Now, they might have lost anyway, but I think in his position, understandable. For you, I understand what you were thinking. And for those of you who enjoyed Bowling Talk so much yesterday, I'm really glad we've started the show this way as well. So I will do this as quickly as possible.
Who's
you
our
overcompensated.
Guy, Rev? Is this Rev? Rev?
I have not.
Jump
opened
on
up
in,
the,
Rev. Where it's not going to be long, Rev.
The water's warm. Yep. Yeah. I understand what you were trying to do, Jesse. You were trying not to allow your allegiance, along with the intimidating nature of the DC Everest fans, to affect your call, but you overcompensated trying not to be a homer for Muskego. Is that a fair description?
Yes.
Of what you did?
That would be fair, yes.
And so I get it.
That wasn't his job. He was a national reporter. He was a national guy that day. He wasn't there as a Muskego Bowling Club didn't get a bunch of money together to send Jesse up there. He was the national guy to capture moments for the sport of bowling in the state of Wisconsin. So I think you taking Jesse's side is ridiculous.
I appreciate your feedback. Now let me ask you this.
Can you agree with this, though?
Fox calls you and says, Tausch, we've been listening to you with Matt LePay, the soon-to-be UW Athletics Hall of Famer.
Yep.
We think your analysis is outstanding.
Oh, that would be a nice change of pace.
I tell you that.
Yep.
But I guess I'm not Fox Television. We have some openings this year. We're moving Brady over to the desk.
Bradshaw's finally gone.
We're pushing Bradshaw. We heard you say that on your radio show. We couldn't agree more. So we've got some openings. Now, it's one of our lower teams. You know, we're going to pair you with, I don't know who's toward the Spiro Dedes, but we would love to have you. And then they give you a Packers-Jaguars game.
Sure.
And Malik Willis hits a huge pass down the field to Jaden Reed, and then they win it in a walk-off field goal. You're not going to feel any, I'm a Packer, I have to be a little careful here not to be overly enthusiastic and sound like a homer for the team that I spent my entire career for?
If they made a game-winning play, I'm going to be excited. Yeah, I'm going to be excited.
Okay. All right.
If the Jaguars make a great play, I will try and analyze that. I am not doing the play-by-play is different. You have to say what's happening, and you have to let the fans, this is where it's different from Dave Kane. Dave Kane crushed that because he captured what Bucks fans were feeling.
He did. Yeah, totally agree
Jesse
with you on that.
Jesse was not there to capture DC Everest or Muskego. He was there to capture moments. And Muskego won a state championship, and he was afraid that a Schofield guy might elbow him in the face. That's what he was afraid of. I don't think Brian Anderson was worried about a Pacers fan or a Bucks fan coming up and punching him in the throat.
No, because he wasn't calling it in the Bucks dedicated fan section of whatever they call the Conseco Fieldhouse.
Doc Rivers is right next to him. So, can we just... I don't know why we're pampering Jesse. Jesse's done a great job. I say all the time, his prep stuff, he does a great job. The bowling thing, he knows that there was should have been more emotion.
Wait, we all agreed that he didn't. He didn't.
No, you just
to
said I understand where Jesse's
I understand why he did it. Nah, I didn't say that it made it okay.
Well, then what's the understanding?
I understand why he didn't deliver in the moment.
That's what he wanted to say. Botched. I heard it on the tip of his tongue. It's okay.
But I get what was going through his head. That's all. Let's move on.
You just can accomplish a lot in 6 years. You can butcher three more bowling championships if you want. There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can botch it. You can give up a 4-point play. You can lose out. There's a
what
lot
is
of
happening
stuff that happens over the course. You can go from changing diapers to dropping your kid off, bachelor's degree, senatorial campaign, all that stuff in 6 years. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. A 10-year labor warranty, that is always included. So your windows and doors in your home are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends Friday. I feel fairly certain it is going to end on Friday. So some urgency here, people. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
What just happened there?
To what?
We went to the Pella read.
We got Michelle Schmalmans coming on. We actually want to be on time, right? So
she's at 10:30. We got a little time to figure that out.
I want to make sure we stay. It was time to transition.
No, I switched again.
Can I just say I'm very entertained by this? Okay, well, hey, we're going to be on time
today. The YouTube was all messed up for the first couple of minutes. We got Tausch's video switching it from.
I think this is why it's good. Yeah, you guys, I think this is why it's usually good for me to be at my undisclosed location. I just think everything runs smoother. You guys, do we all agree?
I don't know.
Do we agree or do we disagree?
You couldn't get on camera for the first 20 minutes yesterday when
that
I sent you something.
That was you sending a link.
It was
three
not.
You sent a link 3 seconds before the show started. Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to get to... I would hate to squander all this bonus time that we have for future segments because Tausch started his Pella read at 9:11. So
it's an 11-minute segment, which is still long if we actually go by the clock. Hey, just FYI.
Okay. We look forward to more outfit changes on the video stream from Tausch. We look forward to more criticism of Jesse. But there was some sad news yesterday that I want to get to, and I also want to get to Eric Stokes' departure and what that says. Tausch loves to tell us how first-round picks constantly have to prove they don't belong in the league. He's getting a $4 million opportunity to show that he still belongs or doesn't. We'll talk about that. That's all still ahead. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So before we get to Eric Stokes and Trey Hendrickson and everything that could be going on throughout NFL free agency, which, by the way, the new league year, still not officially underway, a little later today that occurs, and I think I saw this from Tom Pelissero, 23 of the 25 top free agents all have found their new homes already. It's a weird deal the way they do this now.
What do you want to do? How do you want them to do it differently?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably the best way.
It's not the best way.
Well, it's the best way.
No, the best way is just open it up. Let it go. And who cares if people are signing at 12:01? Like, did that really bother people? Oh, my God, they talked earlier. Nobody gives a rip. Let's just open it up. Oh, but they tampered. Yeah, that's the NFL, B. Everybody does it.
Why have rules, then?
There are rules. You can't sign anybody till 12:01. So sign them. I don't know why everybody gets... there's so much fake outrage.
What is this, a transfer portal?
Like, if you're going to leave here and go somewhere else and you sneakily go off, you're going to leave. You're going to leave. And is that wrong? I don't know. That's up to you to determine.
Yeah, I don't know that there was fake outrage.
There was fake outrage. Oh, it's just so... I remember What's-His-Face was down at Old Boy's doorstep at midnight. Yeah. When the contract was done. And if, oh my God, they must... I'm sure it just happened to happen that way. Nobody cares, man.
Bart Scott.
Yeah, great. That's great for him and his family. Why does it bother everybody? Is it illegal? You go to the combine, everybody talks, everybody gets their stuff, and everybody knows what's happening. And Shefty and everybody knows it too. And then it... So now you give this three-day fake period that everybody knows. And so I just think, let it rip on Monday. And if you want to wait till Wednesday, great. And you could say insiders don't leak it like they do with the draft. But that ain't going to happen. So I don't mind this. I don't mind that. It's a this and that deal. Let it rip. I'm fine with it. What do you think, Jesse?
I disagree. Rules are rules. You should follow them.
Mm. Okay.
Jesse, great opportunity there to say, I thought that was a really good opinion from Tausch, and I thought he delivered it very effectively, and that was a good answer from Mark Tauscher.
I'm not leaning into this moving forward.
I know. I'm aware that you're not.
I don't think you're going to have a choice, unfortunately.
So we'll get to Eric Stokes in a minute, but I did want to talk about this briefly, and I don't want to bring down the mood because we're having so much fun this morning, mostly at Jesse's expense. But
is it rude, before you talk about the great legacy of Junior Bridgman, is it rude when somebody says a really dumb joke to you and you just say lols?
Is it rude when you're about to talk about someone's passing and you ask if it's rude?
I didn't want to interrupt you as you were getting into it, so I wanted to hit this before we talked about Junior Bridgman. So if somebody comes up and does a really dumb joke like, oh, I just can't miss you, and I just said...
Was that the dumb joke?
It was something, because the guy almost ran into me, and he goes, oh, hey, you almost missed you, because, you know, I'm obviously big. And I just said, lols.
Mm. Oh, dear.
How does that play?
He knows you weren't enjoying that joke.
That's the
message you wanted to send.
I'm not going
to
sit here and fake it. It wasn't a good joke. It wasn't funny. It almost, you know, barreled into me.
Kind of
insulting,
actually. Is this someone you know, or is this a stranger?
No, I didn't know him. I didn't know him.
Oh. You just made his day super uncomfortable.
Well, I said lols. I mean, it's not like I punched him or got... I just said lols.
It is a little not nice of that guy to, you know, assume running into a stranger you can make that comment.
Yeah, why did you go I didn't love it, so I just lolsed it. And lols usually brings joy to people. Like, if somebody texts me back lols or a smiley emoji deal, I get a kick out of it.
It's very different if someone says lols versus the smile, the laughing emoji. Very different.
I said lols. I said it.
All right, so first, I have so many questions. Starting with, so does this mean when we get a text from you that says LOLZ, that's also you sarcastically, snarkily saying that whatever you're responding to was kind of sucky?
Depends. You guys know the difference between sarcasm, lols, and regular lols. There's a difference.
I'm not sure I do anymore.
No, there's a difference. You know. You guys know.
Secondly,
when you hit something out of the park.
Why did you feel compelled to say anything? Like, you were offended by this.
I wasn't offended. I just didn't think it was funny. No, it was not. I was not disgusted. Hold
up. Bigger fella.
I was not disgusted, but I also didn't think it was funny. There was an indifference that led me to say lols.
I think if you're just trying to, like, move on from the moment because it's not very funny, you just give him a courtesy chuckle, which you're very good at.
I'm not going to do fake. I wasn't going to go fake there. I wasn't
in
the fake mood.
I wasn't in the fake mood. Stare.
No, I'm not. I wasn't in a confrontational mood. I was in an indifferent
Clearly
mood.
You were, because he goes, oh.
No, I wasn't. I would have been confrontational.
Lols is not indifferent. Shrugging your shoulders would be indifferent.
How'd you deliver lols?
I said lols.
Yeah, that's not. That's confrontational.
Yeah, no, that's confrontational.
Not confrontational.
That is confrontational, yes.
Well, I disagree. And I was there, so fair enough.
That doesn't mean you're right.
I'm going to continue with this lols. If I'm trying to avoid any more fake laughter. I think that might be my Lenten deal.
You're giving up fake laughter for Lent.
Kay Adams, you have the fake laughter. I'm going to get rid of it. It's lols an hour.
DJ in the Saw chimes in.
Any chance you could put that font smaller, Jesse?
It's pretty clear to me.
I better have like 5-5 vision to be able to read that.
5-5 vision. Fellow Schofield guy here. Yes, Jesse made the right call with his bowling coverage. We are a rough and tumble bunch and don't take too kindly to anti-Everest sentiment. Did I just see Jesse in the studio?
I was wearing a blue shirt.
The font
well,
for
I was
you?
Wearing a blue shirt. Well, he literally had it up there and it was this big and he's thinking that I'm just going to be reading it.
God forbid the guy know how to maximize his own window on a computer.
I gotta
go take it. Yes.
Where's old girl when you need her?
At the undisclosed location.
She's
this
not
is why
in the
we want him there.
She's not in the kitchen. We know that.
Lols. All right. Lols. It feels It feels like not the right time to discuss Junior Bridgman's legacy. So instead, why don't you just keep us ahead on the clock and tell us about AmFam and what they've gotten going on with the Badgers.
Hey, Packer fans or Badger fans. Hey, Packer fans, dreaming of the ultimate draft day experience? Well, the American Family Insurance Dream Draft Sweepstakes is your chance to win a VIP trip up to the NFL Draft in Green Bay. And imagine this. It's like I'm doing the bowling championship. You and a guest could score exclusive tickets, hotel accommodations. Those are nowhere to be found if you're looking for a hotel around the draft. Custom merchandise and more. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you're not going to want to miss. Head over to amfam.com/packers to enter today. That's amfam.com/packers. No purchase is necessary. Open to legal residents of the state of Wisconsin. Again, that's amfam.com/packers. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
I just don't feel like Goody hits the home runs that merit holding on to draft picks like their absolute gold. Because his first round draft pick isn't gold.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard fight. Make sure.
You know what that music means.
Make sure.
Joining us now, he is the voice of Marquette men's basketball. On the Marquette Radio Network.
Are you allowed to say that? Is that something that the brilliant... great 35 years? Is he allowing you to mention that that's part of his resume?
Yeah, I don't need permission from him.
Ooh. You just ask for forgiveness?
No, I'm not going to ask for forgiveness either.
Wow.
Because we celebrated his 35 years behind the microphone calling Marquette games.
Which year do you think his favorite is? Is it the D. Wade? You think that's his favorite of the 35?
We'll ask him because it's our show, and he told us that, and he apologized for saying we couldn't ask him about Marquette.
He don't make no apologies.
No, he did.
35 years.
You, he did. He apologized to me.
Oh, he did. Because that's one of his monikers. I don't make no apologies.
I really wanted to tweet saying, Homer's great, but I think ESPN Milwaukee misinterpreted what Senior Day is. When they said congrats to Homer on 35 years, would that have been IPT or would that have been pretty good? That would
have been fun. He would have said lols if you said that.
You also hear him on God Talk with Homer and Pip on YouTube, but most importantly, you hear him with the best 60 minutes of your day on the Homer Hour with Brian Bulaga and John Anderson and Tim Van Voren and me. Lots of, just a cavalcade of stars that join Homer every day at 5 o'clock. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and man, I feel for you, Jason. Yes, we discussed that you can ask and say whatever you want about me. We had this discussion. I don't know where Tausch was. But
he's ornery today. He's
stirring
the pot.
I didn't realize he was... I didn't realize he was that old. Excellent point on senior day. In fact, at one of the senior days, the fans, I think at Iowa State, all dressed up like senior citizens in honor of senior day to try to be funny. I thought that was very good. I don't think there was any connection. I've been asked about my favorite games or the top five players at Marquette, and my answer was Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade. And Tony Smith said, well, that's kind of rude.
I agree.
Said, well, maybe, maybe.
Balls.
There were other great times, but nothing.
All right, so like after the top five of Dwayne Wade, how does the rest of the list break down then during your 35 years behind the microphone?
Good. The team has been good. All that matters is that you win. Nobody remembers when you lose. I've never had anybody tell me they lost, but, man, you were really on your game. All people care about is winning, understandably so. So I've been lucky that the team has been good most years, and that's fun. Winning's great. Losing's horrible. Man, it's, I can't think of the people that did the games before I came when Bob Duquette was the coach. They lost inter-squad games. They were so bad. Thanks, Nils. One of my favorites.
But, good one.
But the people that go on the road, especially, they used to go on the road. And they, like, I think George Thompson did a few years with Tom Sutton. They never won a game. They lost every game they did for a couple years on all the road games on TV. How much fun is that? And then you got to lie about the team. Hey, we got a chance today, you know. And it's so...
That's so 35 years means your first year was 1990?
Right. I did 1 year, and then they, the radio station, WISN, said, we don't want to do it. We don't want our salespeople to do it. So they didn't do it, and Pat Hughes did a year with George Thompson, Kevin O'Neill's second year, and they were on Laser AM. Laser AM was hard rock to the 10th degree.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think... Laser FM would have been a great choice. If they'd gone on Laser FM, I never maybe would have gotten back to do the games. But after 1 year of that, I think this, I don't know from Marsh Kessler, we can't do that. So they came back and came up with a group, two guys, Andy Friedrich, who played for Marquette, but is famous for marrying Miss America, and John Council, who's now Craig, known as Craig Council's dad, put together a marketing group, and they did all the selling, and so then we went back on WISN, but we rode the bus, because the guy they knew from the Brewers is the bus, and George Thompson's like, I don't go on no damn bus. So we would take the bus, I would take the bus, or Pat Hughes, who was then doing the games on TV with Al McGuire, and George is like, I'm flying. So George got to fly, and...
Well,
he did
George
that
Thompson.
For a couple of years.
And you're
yes,
you.
Yes, George Thompson. George, the two most famous lines were that, and then they Tom Crean decided he wanted us to help the bags. Like, they had all the players put the bags on the charter to make the kids appreciate who they are and what they're getting. Of course, I think they still do that, even though they get paid tons of money. Anyway, so we were sitting on the plane.
Just wait, Tom Crean had the announcers loading the bags?
Hold on. Yes, he wanted the announcers to help load the bags. Because he came up, George and I were sitting on the plane, and he comes up and he says, hey, don't you guys know? And, you know, me, I'm like, hey, I'll go down and do the bags. Fine. And George just quote, I don't do no blanking bags. And he sat in his chair and didn't ever do a bag, ever.
It's one of the all-time greats in Marquette history. He probably has he probably deserved to be able to say that.
No, of course, no, he did. He did.
You,
and
on the other hand.
So, I mean, George, yeah, I'm, who am I? George, yes, and didn't do bags and didn't do buses. So, I've stated many times the great moment when he told Dwayne Wade after the win over Kentucky, you're the best to ever play at Marquette, both for what you've done and what you will do. I do have it. Greatest moment ever doing the games. And then two years ago at the banquet, they wanted him to go, and he didn't want to go to the banquet, and he goes to the banquet just to talk to friends for a little bit, and Shaka says, can you get him to come to the banquet? And he didn't know we were leaving before it started, and he convinced George, and he stood up there and said, I want everybody to look George stand up, and he says, George Thompson, everybody know the original Dwayne Wade. Oh man. And
did he tear up a little bit when he said, did George tear up a little bit when he heard that?
No.
Okay.
But he was very appreciative.
Yeah, and should be.
No one. I never talked to Shaka about George Thompson. Shaka, among his other things, is a real great historian of the game, and so he knew how great George was, and that's a fact.
Okay, before we move on.
Yes.
Continue. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were taking a pregnant pause.
I'm done.
Was Tom Crean loading bags when he was down there?
I don't think so. No.
Interesting. I didn't realize.
Come on. You've had coaches. Coaches don't do that stuff.
If they want others to, they do.
No. Oh, come on.
If they're pulling the announcing team off the plane to load bags, they better be out there loading bags too. Tom. I didn't realize Tom Crean. I didn't know that. You had this deal with Tom Crean. Like, I didn't realize that. He's on TV.
What deal? What do you mean by deal?
You think he's a jerk and you don't think he's very good.
I don't have I ever said that?
No, you have not.
I stated on this show he is the greatest coach. I believe I've stated about the greatest coach in the history of college basketball because he provided Dwayne Wade. Let's check the tape.
All right.
You tried to get me to say various things. What I have said and will continue to say is that he was a very difficult person to be with.
You didn't love
those
him.
Everywhere right, he's I'll coached.
I'll rephrase it. I know how that feels.
I'll rephrase it. You didn't love him. Fair?
No, I did love him.
Okay.
For one reason and one reason only.
He brought Dwayne Wade to Marquette.
Yes. Everything else is like. Okay, we have. This is what I say about the NBA. The NBA is now the Lakers. Every other team is G League. Nothing matters but the Lakers because of the combination of LeBron James and Jokic, whatever that is. And they get all the attention. They deserve all the attention, but it's going to be tough for other teams, really good ones, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, because they're all going to, we don't get any attention. No, you're getting none. You're all the G League. This season is all about can the Lakers do it because of the incredible amount of attention. Everything about Tom Crean. They don't have his name up as a banner. And I have stated to the people in charge, this is outrageous. Mm. It should be done yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the Final Four, and you bring Dwayne Wade.
Okay,
no, some people are mad that he left to go to Indiana, I guess. I don't know. I'm not in those circles. But that's an outrage.
I would like to get back to the original.
Outrage, he says.
Outrage. Tony Bruno used to say that.
I would like to get back to the original question.
What was it?
Because this I'm really intrigued by. So, I'm not going to lulls you like Tausch did to the guy that offended him that he won't admit offended him. But the Dwayne Wade list, funny. I like it. But I would like to know in the non-Dwayne Wade category, from 1990, 35 years calling these games, I'm looking at a list here. I've got Jim McElvain on it. I've got Steve Novak on it. Jimmy Butler.
Greatest shot blocker ever. Greatest shooter on her. Greatest
Wesley
defensive
Matthews,
player ever.
Wesley Matthews, Marcus Howard,
Wesley Matthews
Dominique
had one
James.
Of the great seasons ever. Unbelievable. Best jumper ever.
Now, you did not call Doc Rivers games.
I did not, no.
And you did
Most
not call
people say
George
They
Thompson's
wanted to know
games.
If I did Don Kogis games. Who played
He's on the list.
60s.
Dean the Dream, Meminger, Tony
By
Smith.
By the way, Don Kogis maybe should be in there with Dwayne Wade and George Thompson, but I'm not sure because it's like Don Hudson. It's too early for me.
He was original. Good. What do you always say? Original times? Is that what you?
Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Damon Key, Anthony Pieper. So who are
Damon
your
Key,
non?
Turn, shoot, scores. Oh, what a
Who are your top from your 35 years behind the mic? So George Thompson, despite his greatness, doesn't qualify for this list.
This
Doc
hard.
Rivers doesn't qualify.
Yeah.
Terry Reasons doesn't qualify because I used to love pretending to be Marquette players in my basement. Who are your top five after D-Wade?
Wow, this is really hard because they're all
Travis Diener.
Like
did
10.
I mention Travis Diener?
Travis Diener is.
You didn't.
Travis Diener is up there. I always give him credit. I always want to for making Dwayne Wade competitive. I don't believe that Dwayne Wade was competitive. He was just incredibly talented, and I think Diener challenged him. And I'm not even sure that's true, but I give Diener that credit.
It's
yeah,
a good
he's
story,
up there. Tony Smith had one of the greatest seasons ever. His senior year, my first year. Wesley Matthews had one of the greatest senior years ever. His senior year. But so I mean, I'd have to really think about that because, I mean, Marcus Howard has to be there. He scored a gazillion points. Mm-hmm. But so much to me is about winning. For example, the most underrated is Vander Blue. Vander Blue played 3 years, Sweet 16, Sweet 16, Elite Eight. It's mm-hmm. the greatest run ever in terms of 3 years like that. So he's got to be up there. Jimmy Butler and the Jay Crowder. So they're... I'd have to think about picking the five, and I would feel bad because to me they're all part of that group of maybe 10 or even more. And Tony Miller, he's enough. So, all right, the names that should be up above on the banners, because they're now, I think, at Marquette going to retire jerseys, not numbers. They started this with Jim Jones. You know, certainly Tony Miller has to be up mm-hmm. there. He had like 8 zillion assists. His teammates say he ran the whole team, and they upset Kentucky to make the Sweet 16. So Tony Miller will be up there. Jimmy Butler. I've got to go. Jarrell McNeil's like third in scoring. If I forget somebody, and the problem is they're all the same.
Mm. Who is your favorite?
A level before.
Who is your favorite color analyst that you worked with?
Who is my favorite color analyst?
Your favorite color analyst that you worked with.
Oh, nice.
Well, no, I'm asking.
Don't even humor
Jason.
Him. Stop. Tausch.
Why? I humor him.
No. Because you know what he's doing. What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
I'm asking an interesting question.
He's being a dink.
He's wanting to see how stupid I am. He's wanting to see how stupid I am. Is he stupid enough to really answer this?
That is not true.
What he wants is the best Tom Crean story. That's what he wants. Yeah. That's what Tausch wants. Isn't that what you want?
I don't. No, I've heard. I've heard enough. I am. I'm not a Crean guy.
So
I'm out on
Crean. All right.
You're not a Crean guy. What? I'm a Crean guy.
No, you're not. I don't believe that. I don't.
I just said.
I know what you said. I just don't believe it. That's all right.
I said I want his name in jersey or whatever I put up there. I don't know.
No, I believe you.
At the top, how can you not appreciate someone?
No, you can appreciate.
Some people are difficult. You're difficult. Oh, I still like you.
Ain't that the truth?
Not very nice.
Yeah. You got a lot more Tom and Crean, a lot more Tom Crean in you than you realize.
I think you got a lot. I think you got a lot more than I do.
Oh, baby, this is good. Whenever Tausch does something, you just say, thanks, Tom Crean.
Creany.
Yeah.
Just say Creany.
Thanks, Creany.
Come on, Creany.
Oh, this is the greatest show I've ever done.
Creanster.
Thanks, Creany.
Creany.
All right. I would like to talk with you because you have historical knowledge and because you won't change the subject.
Who is more pleasant, Forrest Gregg or Tom Crean?
Tom Crean.
Wow.
Not even close.
Now that is an indictment of Forrest Gregg.
Wow.
Crean City.
Well, you take it however you wish.
Crean City.
I would like to talk to you about Junior Bridgman, and then I would like to talk to you.
I got great Junior Bridgman stories.
Perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Not many, because I wasn't around him that much. But the times I watched him play all the time
mm-hmm.
when so following that Bucks team. But first time I met him, I went. Do you have a question? I should probably.
No, he wants to go to break and then bring you back.
I would like to take a break and
but
come back
he's
and talk.
He's too nice. He's the anti-Creanite. He doesn't want to go to me.
What is your deal today?
I don't know. I'm just having fun. Trying to have some fun.
Jason. Yeah. I'll answer your questions. Creanies, no.
Great. We will continue.
But he deserves a banner.
With Uncle Homer on Wildy and Crean. Stick around.
We're on the Bucks.
He's one of those guys that can absolutely dominate. He can activate that MVP mode.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And you know when Giannis is right, he can carry his team across the finish line.
Madison's home of the Bucks. 100.5 ESPN.
Continuing with Uncle Homer as we celebrate his 35 years behind the microphone calling Marquette men's basketball games. But we're done with the Marquette. It's the Marquette Hour. It's
what?
Been your Marquette what? Moment presented by Saganiac Planning. I appreciate you allowing
what?
Us. What?
Well, no, I felt like I neglected to mention Cam Jones, who's probably going to become Marquette's. He is become Marquette's second all-time leading scorer. And Tyler Kolek, the Big East Player of the Year, and they won the conference and the tournament. But so I
Boy, you've covered a lot of great players.
I should have mentioned them. They're certainly in that group, yeah. But so much for me is right or wrong is the NCAA tournament. Those are the things that stand out the most to me. Who did the best in the tournament? That's why I mentioned Vanderblue and why Tom Crean needs to be up at the top of the Fiserv form by yesterday.
Well,
it's hard to do well in the tournament. That's you know, I mean, I was at UConn. I still can't believe it. Six championships since '99.
How many years did you work at UConn?
Only been in seven. None. But I can't, like, that's just not possible with three different coaches. That's UConn. What is UConn? You never met anybody in your life that said, I want to go to UConn as a college student? Never. It's the greatest program in college basketball, men's college basketball, in the sense of different coaches in the last 60, 70 years. UCLA was one guy, Johnny Wood, and this is three coaches, six titles. It's nothing even close.
And John Wooden cheated, as I've learned from you.
No, he cheated like no one has ever equaled.
Destroying our heroes, one hero at a time, Steve, the homer true.
Go listen to Bob Knight talk about him late when Bob Knight, in his life, and they asked him, respect him as a coach, not as a person or whatever he said, like, because he was a great coach, but he said he didn't know anything was going on. So
it's called plausible deniability, is what I think they term that.
Okay.
All right. I'm not buying it. If I may.
No one else is. Yes.
I would like to shift gears if I could. Let's move on.
Thank you.
And I would like, because obviously you mentioned this in the first segment, you had multiple interactions over the years, and you obviously watched him play. But I don't know if there is anyone in the history of sports who has done what Junior Bridgman, who passed away yesterday at age 71, did, going from a professional athlete to becoming a billionaire because of his incredible business acumen. Like, he didn't get paid the kind of money that Tom Brady has gotten paid as a player and now as an analyst and then had that much money. What he did, he never made more than $300,000 in a season during his NBA career, and he became a billionaire, became a part owner in the Bucks. I'm curious, Homer, when you saw this news, your instant reaction, but also your thought, what you thought about when you thought about him and what he accomplished, both as an athlete and as a entrepreneur.
I think you're correct on that. There certainly should be a movie about him, because there was nothing that special that you would have thought. Like, Shaquille O'Neal had some great comments about him because he had talked to Junior Bridgman because, like, Shaquille O'Neal wants to be a billionaire. So he studied those people that had done amazingly well. And then Junior Bridgman was clearly the top of the list. I had a problem because none of that had the same input on me as the fact that the first time I met Junior Bridgman after he was done playing, I never said this. I said, I just want you to know, I know more about you than you do. He goes, I don't think so. I go, no, I'm a kid growing up in South Bend, Indiana. South Bend St. Joe's had two players, Tom Abernathy, John Lukowski. Abernathy was on the unbeaten team at Indiana. Laskowski was on the team the year before that would have been great, but someone else got hurt. And they're on the same high school team, and they win our area, and then they go and they're playing East Chicago, Washington. I didn't even know there was an East Chicago. Anyway, and they played them reasonably close, but didn't win. I didn't know who these guys were in East Chicago, Washington at all. They go on, they win the state tournament, they're unbeaten. And then Junior Bridgman, who wasn't even the best player on the team, as I remember, he was the third best player on the team. They had a kid, Pete Trigovich, who was the number one player in the country, went to UCLA. They had another kid, Tim Stoddard, who was on the national championship team at NC State and went on to play baseball and won a World Series ring with the Orioles. Then there was Junior Bridgman. Like, how could a team be that good? He wasn't even the best player. So everything about Junior Bridgman always goes back to that, which, of course, is totally irrelevant compared to all the amazing things he did as a player. That was Sidney Moncrief's team. He was never the star of that team. He didn't even start. I think he was a sixth man.
Sixth man.
But he was good enough there to get Banner. And then, yeah, everything he's done, very nice, very, I mean, I've never heard one even average word about Junior Bridgman, because you wonder, and no one's going to say it, how can somebody that nice be that rich? Like, you know, to be that successful as a businessman, don't you have to be tough? Don't you have to be like Donald Trump some way? Don't you have to be use people a little bit or be mean to them or just be so obsessed? And he was like, you know, Mr. Rogers becomes a billionaire. That's Junior Bridgman. He probably wouldn't use that connection. But so, yeah, I hope they do a movie. They should do a movie on him, because it is an incredible, great American story. And to do it in the manner and tone that he did.
Homer, how did he pull it off? You just said he's a nice guy. Nobody said.
Do you know
his blueprint as far as how he pulled that off?
Well, he did it with he bought franchises in fast food. I think it was Wendy's, or he did it all.
They serve ice cream,
so
that's okay.
What Shaq said, and then it was in Forbes, but he did it all through these, buying all these franchises, massive numbers of them. And then in recent years, he passed that along maybe to his kids, and then he bought Coke not dealerships.
Yeah, they don't serve ice cream.
Bottling, yep.
No.
Okay. All right.
So I think it seems not that difficult, but no one else did it, and there's a guy who played for the Bucks who bought KFCs. It's not work. I can't remember his name. He played for Kentucky, I think. But anyway, who's tried to copy what Junior Bridgman did?
Ricky Jean-Francois. Oh no, wait.
Oh, it's Jamal Mashburn. Duncan. I think you're thinking of Mash.
Jamal Mashburn.
Yep.
Yes.
He did that.
Yep.
Yeah. All I'll say on this, and on my morning hit with Vinny and the boys on WTMJ, they were asking about the, you know, so many athletes go broke and all this other stuff. And it's interesting because Magic Johnson has crushed it post-career with, you know, all of his ventures. And I think he emulated a lot about Junior Bridgman. Junior Bridgman is the guy. When you talk to other athletes how you go about your business, Junior Bridgman was the trailblazer. He was the guy that everybody, because of the things, Jason, you mentioned, he didn't earn, you know, $750 million in his playing career. He went and figured it out and found a way. And I think most athletes, don't matter what sport, you would look and say, how did this guy do it? Oh, and he is kind of that, the beacon, if you will, for seeing and trying to emulate. Now, of course, very few people can do it. And it was a different time and whatever and ever. But that, from a legacy standpoint, the basketball stuff, it will be, you know, from at least from the athletic standpoint, God, did that guy know what he was doing when it came to making money off the court.
Mm-hmm. Well said. For me, having grown up watching those Bucks teams, you know, I don't know if there's been, other than Robin Yount, I don't know if I've been more thrilled to meet people than when I've gotten to meet Marcus Johnson, who's been on the show, Sidney Moncrief, and Junior Bridgman. Like, those were the guys that I grew up pretending to be in my driveway on the south side of Milwaukee. And what Homer said about him, I think, and what you just said, Tausch, I think that is backed up by, if you look at the high-profile professional athletes that spoke about his passing yesterday. You're talking about Shaq. You're talking about Charles Barkley.
Magic,
right? Like, it. I mean, for a guy who was the sixth man on an 80s Bucks team that could never get past the Sixers or the Celtics, for him to have had that kind of impact on those type of players that came after him,
pretty cool,
tells you everything you need to know about what he did with his entrepreneurship and his business acumen after being a very good player whose number is in the rafters at Fiserv Forum. Homer, your number is in the rafters of Wilde and Tausch. I'm not sure you're ahead of Tyler Kolek.
Creaney, can you work, because you now have a bond with Tom Crean. You have K Can you now work on getting that Tom Crean banner atop Fiserv Forum? Because you certainly carry more weight. Like, people would be impressed. The voice of Wisconsin believes in something so strongly that even though it's a Marquette person.
It doesn't sound. I mean, I know you're saying all the right things, but I don't know if you really believe that. So, no, I'm not
going
to.
What do I have to chew?
I don't know. We'll talk off air. We can talk off air. I don't buy it.
We don't have to talk off air any air. Jason, what do you do when Creaney does this, where he doesn't?
I prefer two N's in Creaney, by the way.
He's basically saying you're a big liar.
No, I'm not saying you're lying. I just don't believe you. That doesn't mean that could be that I'm wrong, but I don't buy it. That's all.
Oh, okay. If I look at it that way, I'm okay. Oh. I will not use Creaney anymore after today.
Creaney.
For today, it's been fabulous.
That was fun. That was really fun.
Homer, before we say goodbye, when does Marquette open Big East tournament play, and who do they have in the first round?
Exactly the same time, I think, as Wisconsin plays. 1:30 tomorrow. Ooh. A tough draw. Xavier's playing very well. And then if Marquette would win, they would get another chance at St. John's. But
the Johnnies.
And actually, because of the tiebreakers, Marquette dropped to the fifth seed. Xavier's the fourth. But it doesn't really matter. They would have played each other either way.
Where's Marquette?
Yeah, I'd like
where do you think Marquette gets? Are they going
to
be a seventh seed? Is that kind of where they're slotted?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just getting warmed up here. I know others don't like my attitude on the Big East tourney. While it's fun, the NCAA tourney is everything. So get them ready.
True.
Let's go.
Homer, we appreciate you. Thanks.
My pleasure. Next.
My pleasure. I'm not sure that's true. What is my pleasure is to hear Tausch tell us about Prize Picks.
Over 10 million members. There's a guy that I know loves Prize Picks. Billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. You can run your game all season long on Prize Picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. And you guys know, I am not tech savvy at all. This app is super easy to use. Create a lineup. All you have to do, pick more or less on at least two player stats for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your money. I am going to piggyback off of Jesse this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do. I am just going to start. I'm rolling with Jelly. I am going to roll with the Gelmeister. Whether it's the college tournament, games down the stretch of the pro basketball season, baseball, or any of the other favorites, PrizePicks is the best place to turn your sports opinions into cash. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly. PrizePicks.
Run.
You're.
I'm done participating in this.
Oh,
every time
you're
when
such
I
a powder. Such a powder.
I started it
run
yesterday.
Your game.
Then you just did the whole phrase.
Run
yeah,
your
I'm
game.
Done. I'm out. I'm out.
Run
I'm
your
out.
Game.
Hey, I got one for you, Tosh.
All right, what do you
We're
got?
We're both here in studio. There's games starting at 10:30 and 11. We could do a first half projection. We could find out live on the air if we're
in.
Winners today.
I'm in. Let
Let's
me know what
it.
You want to do.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
That will occur during the 10 o'clock hour. Lots of other fun things will as well. And it starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Creaney.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.